In Farming Simulator 22, understanding how to purchase land is essential, but the game doesn't clarify this, especially if you're new to the series. Farming Simulator 22 has many different components, but one of the most crucial ones is having a plot of land to cultivate and raise cattle or crops on, as well as information on how to sell it later. Read on to learn more about purchasing land in Farming Simulator 22. How to buy land in Farming Simulator 22. It's time to renovate and purchase additional land if you believe everything at your farm is going well to improve your farming operations. Purchasing land is crucial for development. Having more land will help you generate more income. The option to switch to the map screen and purchase land will be available. The next step is to highlight the portions of the map that you control, which on a PC is done by hitting X. This will give them a blue highlight. The parts that can be purchased are marked in brown and come with a cost. You may purchase them if you have enough cash. However, be careful only to buy the land directly adjacent to your own. Otherwise, traveling to the other land would be a hassle. Read more. Can foreigners buy agricultural land Canada? Depending on the farm feel you want, there are a few things to bear while purchasing land. Trees will only get in the way and need time, money, and energy to cut down. So if you intend to produce many crops, you should steer clear of property containing trees. Like hills, flat fields will make farming easier overall because they will make your property pleasant and balanced. Hills, on the other hand, might be a nightmare for your machinery and challenging for your machines to scale. Although it is not necessary, it can be great to have a field that is longer than it is wide because a machine will operate more effectively there because it must turn less frequently, which can be challenging in the areas. Choosing which land to purchase from the market can be challenging, but as long as you carefully check the map and ensure it fits well with your current farm, everything will work out just fine. Pick the one that seems best for you and your farm. How to sell land in Simulator 22. The process of selling land is very straightforward. All you have to do, if using a PC, is press the backspace button on your property. That's all there is to it. There is always the plus. You won't lose any money selling land. In Farming Simulator 22, you may now buy and sell land. There is nothing to lose, and it's not as terrifying as it seems. Even if you unintentionally purchase the ground, you can always sell it and get your money back up front. How do you grow crops in Farming Simulator? Growing crops and selling them are two ways to earn money in Farming Simulator 19.
You can cultivate various crops in your fields, but for the best harvest, you must understand how to grow them.
If the crop you wish to cultivate demands plowing, you must first plow the fields on your property. If plowing is not necessary for the harvest, you can produce the area to prepare it for seeding and planting. The simplest and fastest chores are sowing and planting seeds, and depending on the crop you want to cultivate in your fields, you can use various instruments.
Fertilize the fields to ensure the crops have access to enough nutrients to maximize harvest yields.
You must get rid of the weeds as soon as they appear in the area so the crops can develop.
Make sure to harvest the crops as soon as they are ready to avoid them wilting.
Some crops don't require you to plow the land. However, some crops must be pressed before you can start planting the seeds. If you wish to grow crops like arrowheads, potatoes, beets, or maize, you must first plow the ground. Because it clears the fields of any undesirable plants, plows are crucial.
A crop like maize will yield 15% less if planted without plowing.
Plowing will assist in maintaining soil fertility if you want to produce crops on a field more than once. So make sure to plow your fields every third crop, even if the crop doesn't call for it.
There is no need to cultivate if you choose to plow because omitting cultivation has no impact on crop output. Many players like cultivating their property because it is easier and faster than plowing. You don't need to worry about investing in a more powerful tractor and plow because cultivation also needs less powerful equipment.
If you don't have a cultivating machine, you can discover several cultivators for your field in the game's menu under Cultivators. Following cultivation, you can plant various crops, such as barley, sunflower, corn, wheat, and barley. Planting differs from sowing because the latter involves putting seedlings into an already cultivated area. The simplest way to cultivate crops is by sowing, and you can use various equipment for this. There are growing machines that also have seeders or planters, so you may simultaneously grow and sow or plant crops. Make sure you know the restrictions before planting or sowing any particular crop, especially one-of-a-kind crops like potatoes and poplars. In the forestry equipment page of your game's menu, you can locate a specific planter if you want to sow tree seedlings in your fields. Need some quick cash? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing! The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.